Welcome to the Fixed Ops Roundtable podcast, featuring Ted Ings and his distinguished guests. Each week, you'll gain valuable insights to level up your game in retail automotive's fixed operations. This episode is brought to you by BG Products, partners beyond product. And now, here's Ted Ings.
Welcome back to the Fixed Ops Roundtable. A great friend of the roundtable is here, Mike Rich, Vice President of E-Commerce at Revolution Parts. Mike, welcome back to the event.
Hey, thanks for having me, Ted. Excited to be here and always fun to be on the Fixed Ops Roundtable.
It was great to see you a few months back in Sacramento at the Nilo Company. I brought my VW bus behind me, but Tully really rolled out the red carpet, and that was a lot of fun having you on the pop-up event.
Yeah, no, it was really fun being there in person, doing it live, you know, seeing everyone. Look forward to the next event.
And that was live. I mean, there were a couple things that we recorded ahead of time, but for the most part, you know, that was exciting, actually, to have all the employees from the dealership in the audience and the Nilos, the owners in the front row. And, you know, that was a whole lot of fun, and so honored to have Revolution Parts there with us.
Yeah, and it was a really good crowd. You know, you could really feel the energy and the vibe in the dealership from the event. And I think it was just a very positive atmosphere. And you know, it was exciting to see like everyone together like that and bringing the energy.
So a lot of energy around parts right now, Mike. And I'm actually really excited about this topic because we're going to talk about the ins and outs of shipping those parts and getting them from A to B. I'm learning with these pop-up events that shipping is a complex thing because we ship things of all sizes and weights from different areas. And, you know, you've really mastered a lot of this. So let's talk about that. Shipping parts can be quite complex. There's special handling in many cases, as I mentioned, the different sizes and weights. How do you address those challenges in getting parts shipped?
Yeah, good call out, Ted. So shipping parts can be very complex at the end of the day. Because when people are buying parts, you know, oftentimes they're buying one or more parts, and then you have to figure out how those parts fit together in a box, and then how you get them on the scale and you get them in the mail. And then you have to really communicate this too to the customer when they're buying, right? So it's not like you can go online and buy something and then I can run to the back, grab everything, find a box, put it in, measure it, weigh it, and then call you back and say, hey, Ted, it's going to be $50 to ship. Like, you're paying the shipping before I really do any of that work. So it's very important to be able to give accurate shipping quotes, you know, based on the information and the knowledge that, you know, that Revolution Parts provides our dealers. So what we're able to do is we know like the weights and dimensions of every part, and we're able to almost dynamically like look at a part of parts and be able to, you know, to gauge like this order needs to go into this size of box. It's going to weigh this much money. And then we're able to look up with all the carriers and then present to the consumer, you know, here's your good, better, best shipping option. And the consumer selects which one it wants. And then the dealer gets all that information. You know, they come back. They're like, these are the parts. They pick them. They put them in the box. They're able to actually typically look at more than one carrier and see which one gives them the most profit. Print label from that carrier, slap it on a box, throw it in the mail, and a package is on its way. I probably make it sound a lot simpler than it is.
Mike, it's tricky. And every day, every week, every month, more and more dealerships are getting into the online parts platform. And congratulations to you because you've really led the way on that. Mike, you've opened up a whole new window for parts. In fact, parts is now an exciting frontier. You know, people have thought the opposite for many, many years, but now people are coming out and asking us, hey, what's coming up on the roundtable in terms of parts? And this online platform is very, very strong.
Yeah, no, I think parts is really hot now. I think it's been growing in popularity, you know, really since like right before COVID. We've seen tremendous spikes, you know, in the number of people selling parts, the volume of parts being sold online, and just the general interest, like you said, in parts, you know, in the industry. Like, we're seeing more and more like OEMs are paying attention to parts, building out their own parts commerce programs. industry insiders, you know, groups like NADA, like has a much more parts centered focus now at Joe's, where in years past, like parts was almost like the topic no one talked about. It'd be very rare to see a parts manager walking the floor. But now it's much more diverse and people really see the value of parts and how parts really plays, you know, a piece of a consumer or the automotive owner's journey. You know, people are buying cars. So they're owning cars longer than ever. The average age of a car on the road is over 12 years now. People are buying parts to keep these cars on the road. And lots of times they're buying parts to do the work themselves. And sometimes they're buying them and taking them somewhere else to have the work done. So it's a very exciting time to be part of parts.
I met with a dealer last week, and he made a mention on the pop-up that we did there that the average age of vehicle on the road, like you just said, I think he says it was 12 and a half years, and the number of units that are out there, he said these are at all-time highs. And it's refreshing to see dealers who have now said, you know what, we're not going to have just silos with service here, parts here. It's all one. It all works together. Like our friend Tully Williams says, parts sells hours.
Yep. You know, parts sells hours, and parts is really a hub, and it does need to be connected and not siloed. And I think really successful progressive dealerships are realizing, you know, how to on-silo all of the departments in the dealership and, you know, have them all be connective tissue, because the car owner, their journey can start anywhere with you as a dealer. It could start with a parts purchase. It could start in the service lane. It could start with a new car purchase. It can start with a used car purchase. But wherever it starts, it's important to stay engaged with them, you know, across that entire journey.
Let's go back to shipping costs, if I can, because those wildly can fluctuate very significantly. How do parts departments ensure they're getting the best shipping rates? I mean, from look, they're not necessarily in the shipping business. They're in the parts business. But you've got a handle on this. How do they make sure?
Yeah, so I'll talk about it two ways. Like without Revolution Parts, really the way you get the best rate is through volume and through them, and you get a rate typically dependent upon the volume that you do. One thing we actually did that's super exciting, we rolled it out late last year and we just expanded it this year, is we now have this RP shipping solution inside of our platform. So what we did is we ship, there's a lot of packages sold on RP. Technically, I think it is 9,000 parts are sold a day on the Revolution Parts platform across all of our dealers. So that's a lot of shipments. So we actually went to the shipping providers and we said, hey, we have this great volume of shipments that we're generating through our platform. Based on this volume, what rate can we get? So we basically got the lowest rate of anyone. And then we took these really low rates and we're now passing them along to everyone that's selling through the RP platform. So what we found is that dealers that are selling on RP since we launched this are saving typically around 10 to 20% off the rates they were paying. What's exciting about that, there's a couple of things that are really exciting. One, you don't have to go negotiate rates, renegotiate rates, worry that you're getting the best rate, because we're taking care of that for you and you're always getting the best rate. The consumer that's buying parts now gets a better rate because you get a better rate. So there's a little savings passed on to the parts buyer, which drives a higher conversion rate, which drives more sales for you as a dealer, which makes you happier. And then the third piece that's really exciting is just the profitability. So for a lot of dealerships, shipping is a loss center. Right. Like in wholesale, for example, most dealers lose money on moving parts around. With online parts, shipping with Revolution Parts has always been a profit center. Most dealers mark shipping up 10 to 20%. And many big organizations that sell parts online treat shipping like its own unique business unit. But by getting this additional margin on parts for dealers and shipping, we were able to take, you know, their margin, their profit margin on shipping from, you know, 10 to 20% to 20 to 30%. So that's just more revenue back in the dealer's pocket at the end of the day.
That's very significant, especially on volume. I was going to ask you how Revolution Parts RP makes shipping easier for dealers. You've already answered some of that.
Yeah, so I think I've covered a lot of it. Like we do... We're really trying to be a holistic platform that makes it super easy for the dealer. So all they really need to do is take the part off the shelf, put it in a box, slap a label on it, and send it out and not worry about anything else. So we do all the calculations, we present it to the consumer, they make the purchase. And then the part that I think is really neat, I kind of mentioned this, is like when the dealer gets the order, they can come in and there's usually multiple providers. So you'll have USPS, you'll have FedEx, you'll have UPS, you'll have Easy Post, and you'll see, you'll have local delivery, which is another thing I'll talk about. You'll see all of these options and you'll see each of them will tell you how much your profit is too. So you'll say, oh, if I pick FedEx, it will be there tomorrow and I make $40. Click. If I pick UPS, it will be there tomorrow and I make $12. So it makes it really easy to pick the one that's most profitable for the dealership and then aligns with the shipping option the consumer protected.
Mike, that changes the game entirely on shipping.
It does. It makes it so easy.
All right. I heard about shipping protection. Revolution Parts provides that to dealers, and there's no charge, you know, if you're on the Revolution Parts platform. Why is that so important?
Yeah, so overall, not in parts specifically, but overall, about 34% of people last year knew someone that had a package that was either lost or stolen. It's estimated 1 in 11 packages, I think the last time I looked, are either lost, stolen, or damaged.
Is it really that high? Wow.
It's that high. It's really high. And it could be higher in specific areas than others. But around 1 in 11 lost, damaged, or stolen that shipped. So what used to happen in the past with dealers on our platform is they'd have to work with the shipping provider. So sometimes the shipping provider will provide insurance on packages if it's over a value. And they'd have to go through this long process. They'd have to credit the buyer back the money. They typically wouldn't get the part back. They'd have to go through this whole claims process. Or they'd have no insurance and they would typically just eat the cost and refund the buyer the money, not get the part back. So we saw this like really strong need in the market, you know, to protect packages that are being shipped. So we partnered with a third party company called Extend. I don't mind revealing our secrets. And we integrated Extend into the Revolution Parts platform. So now what happens is anytime someone makes a purchase on Revolution Parts and buys a part from a dealer, there is a cost, but we add that into the cost of shipping that the consumer, the parts buyer, is paying. So every package now is covered 100%. And what happens is if a package is lost, stolen, or damaged, the parts buyer actually doesn't even call the dealer back. So now the dealer doesn't have to spend the time. They call back the kind of the warranty hotline, I'll just call it, and it's all handled independent of the dealership, and the consumer gets credited back through the insurance platform that we have. And since we launched this product in January, we have 100% coverage. So not a single claim has been denied by a single person, parts buyer, that's called in and reported a package lost, stolen, or damaged. And another thing that's really cool, so not only is the dealer getting the time back, not at a loss of revenue, these guys still need these parts that are lost, stolen, or damaged.
Right.
So what often happens is when they get paid back, they buy the part again.
Interesting. Mike, you've really changed the game here in parts.
We're trying, man.
I like it. I like it a whole lot. One last thing, local delivery. Talk to us about that, because you really figured that part out early, just a few years ago.
Yeah. So local delivery is something that we're kind of at the forefront of about almost three and a half years ago. We first started this local delivery concept. And what it was then was we plugged in with DoorDash, and it was Postmates at the time. Right. And we basically made it so if a dealer sold a part online or they needed to get a part, you know, to their service lane, because in the service lane, it's all about churning the vehicles as quickly as they could. You could log into Revolution Parts and you could schedule a driver, a local delivery driver, to go pick up a part from anywhere and bring it to your dealership. Or if you needed to get a part to someone, you could schedule someone to pick a part up from your dealership and take it anywhere. And what we found is we were able to allow dealers to get parts from their destination to either the customer or to their dealership, typically in less than 30 minutes. And at a cost of less than $18 per delivery. So it was really game changing. And we've seen a lot of dealers really use this, like I said, in both of those use cases, to get parts to their service lane, are to get parts to more wholesale customers than DIY customers, but it's been super popular. I've seen dealers completely get rid of their staff drivers, which isn't because it's a lot of savings for them. They weren't doing a lot. I've also seen dealers use it as a flex service, because what we found is it usually takes about 2 to 250 deliveries before the cost equation swings to having a driver on staff being more effective. So maybe you're doing, you know, 300 deliveries today and you have one driver and he can handle 300. But like once you get to like 320 or 350, like he can't handle that like influx of deliveries. And it's a lot of cost to eat to bring on another driver to just handle like a smidgen more. So instead of bringing another driver on, you can use this local delivery service as like a flex tool to provide you coverage on that overage of deliveries while you grow that side of your business. And then once you get to the volume of scale where it's a cost savings to bring another driver on, then make that investment and bring that driver on.
Mike, we've learned a lot. So if a dealer watching wants to get on the Revolution Parts program or has questions about the platform or is thinking about getting into online parts, Mike, what's the next step? How do they reach out?
Yeah, my email is rolling across the screen for the past 15 minutes or so, mrich@revolutionparts.com. Easiest way is just if you want to email me, I'll get you over to the person that's best equipped to help. If you have questions, I'm always available too, just to talk and answer any questions. If you don't want to email me, you can always go to our website. There's phone number on there. There's web forms, all your standard marketing collateral. You can engage with any of those types of assets. But yeah, just reach out, you know, whatever way is easiest for you. And start the conversation.
Mike, this is all about e-commerce, and you're squarely in the e-commerce game for parts, leading the way.
Awesome. Well, hey, I appreciate the time, Ted. It's been fun as always.
Mike, great to have you here, and very honored to have Revolution Parts as a certified partner for the Fixed Ops Roundtable. Everybody, Mike Rich, the Vice President of e-commerce from Revolution Parts, here today at the Fixed Ops Roundtable.